The Bethel City Council is trying to buy time with Alcohol Beverage Control Board before they approve liquor licenses in the city. Many on the council believe that Bethel residents did not intend to allow for local sales when they voted to revoke local option. The council is now proposing an advisory election to see what Bethel residents want to proceed. From Member Station KYUK, Shane Iverson reports.
Many Bethel residents are now wondering if they've opened up the floodgates for alcohol sales. Before Proposition 1 passed, effectively ending local option, petition sponsors said that the vote was all about getting rid of importation limits. They stressed that alcohol sales would not be allowed in Bethel. Petition sponsor Tom Hawkins before the election.
The fear that Bethel will have bars and liquor stores is unfounded. As a voting body, we have chosen many times over the last 20 years to remain damp.
So when Bethel voters hit the polls, 54% of them said yes, the city should end prohibition of alcohol sales. For the director of the Alcohol Beverage Control Board, the vote is clear, and even clearer is state statute. ABC Director Shirley Gifford.
The voters have voted that it be legal, and the ABC board's position is that where it's legal, we accommodate getting these licenses out there and operational.
On November 1st, the state's Alcohol Control Board will begin accepting applications for liquor licenses. For Bethel's population, that could mean up to 2 liquor stores, 2 bars, 2 tourism locations, 2 recreational licenses, and 4 restaurants. Bethel Mayor Joseph Kaleka is one of several local leaders trying to slow that process down.
We're going to have to determine what Bethel's going to do in the coming year and try to find some way to mitigate the effects and control our own destiny here and not let the state or the ABC tell us what to do.
Even the petition sponsors that fought to unrestrict alcohol will be urging the ABC board to wait the full 90 days allowed in their statutes before they approve any licenses. Again, sponsor Tom Hawkins.
Just wait till the statute limitation of 90 days.
That wait would give the city time to hold a special election meant to get an advisory vote on what kind of sales, if any, Bethel residents want to see. The proposed ballot would ask specifically about liquor stores, restaurants, and bars. The results would not be legally binding, but if Bethel residents say no to all forms of sales, some on council say that could sway the ABC board to deny applications. That's the hope of Councilmember Beverly Hoffman.
I think that we have enough strength here, not just Bethel, but in the region, to influence the ABC board.
Meanwhile, a coalition is forming between several fractions that were on opposite sides of the ballot question. Petition sponsors are working with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation and other organizations in hopes of swaying the ABC board. Director Shirley Gifford says the ABC board does consider protests by local governments before granting any application, but their arguments cannot be, quote, arbitrary, capricious, or unreasonable. Gifford says the ABC board cannot deny an application simply because alcohol is proven to increase crime and other social problems.
Because the same argument along those lines could be made in Anchorage or Fairbanks or Juneau or any other community.
The Bethel City Council will meet next week when they could approve the advisory vote and an official request that the ABC board sit on liquor license applications for as long as law allows. In Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.